The retrospective exhibition opening this week at Bloomington's Wandering Turtle Gallery remembers an artist and teacher who is central to the Indianapolis art scene for the second half of the 20th century. It's a special show for gallery owner Jamie Sweeney because the artist is her late father.
When I think of Paul Sweeney, I think of him as a Renaissance man.
He came to the point when he was about 18 where he had to choose what he was going to do because he got a full scholarship to Martha Graham Dance Company in New York.
Paul had a marvelous natural singing voice.
He sang in nightclubs when they lived in Florida. He was a nightclub singer.
In fact, he was an orchid breeder of some note, kept a wonderful greenhouse attached to his art studio.
He just couldn't stop painting, though. It wasn't like he had a choice. He had to do it.
Jamie Sweeney has had the opportunity to reflect on her late father's life a great deal lately, having just hung a retrospective of his work at her Bloomington gallery. A lifelong Hoosier, Paul Sweeney enjoyed over 75 solo exhibitions in his career, during which his art won hundreds of awards and was acquired by collectors around the world. The retrospective comprises everything from Paul Sweeney's early oil paintings to studies in pen and ink, but it's his watercolors that are the most remarkable.
The kind of work that he's most remembered for are intricately detailed studies of the natural world.
Earl Snellenberger was a lifelong friend and colleague of Sweeney's, who was 12 years his senior. They met in Indianapolis in 1956.
I was 17 years old. I was a freshman at the John Heron Art Institute, as it was known in those days. On Saturday mornings, they teamed us up with a master instructor. I had the good fortune at that young age to be teamed up with Paul Sweeney. I was his assistant, and I thought I would be a gopher running things, getting supplies for him. He jumped me into teaching just quick as a wink. He really helped me decide my life's path.
Earl went on to earn two master's degrees in fine arts and, like his mentor, has taught for many years at Heron, now part of IUPUI. Earl recalled that Paul was qualified to teach the full complement of studio art courses.
He was marvelous in the ceramics art, in metal enameling, in printmaking, in drawing, in painting, textiles.
But the breadth of his technical skills was matched by the scope of his interests.
Paul was so intellectually curious about everything. I mean, if there was a subject he wanted to know about, say, astronomy, he would just throw himself into that wholeheartedly.
Paul Sweeney's watercolors evince the vigilance of his inquiry into the world around him. The nearly fanatical devotion to botanical detail is reminiscent of the work of the Pre-Raphaelite painters. Take a look, for example, at John Everett Millais's painting of the drowned Ophelia.
Or one might even go to the notebooks of Albrecht Dürer, his studies of plant life, animal life as well. A yearning to know more about the structure of the natural world.
At her gallery in downtown Bloomington, Jamie is busy hanging her dad's paintings.
Constantly, when we were children, he would be pointing out the colors, just even in a winter field, which so many people drive by it and think it's just dull and boring. But my dad would always say, look at those colors, the subtleties, as it transitions from gray to brown to, you know, white and blue.
We have a winter landscape in front of us.
Sycamore emerging. It's just almost a tumbling abstraction of leaves and branches and a very, very, very subtle palette. From far away, it looks like an abstract almost, but from up close, you're just amazed by the detail.
Right. I think that's important to point out because they're very strong, compositionally very strong, so you don't almost care what it is from across the room. But as you come close, you do see that incredibly distinctive bark of the sycamore tree, that peeling bark that's kind of two-toned, and those enormous leaves that the sycamore tree has.
He was very committed as an environmentalist to preserving what we have around us and not taking it for granted. And I think that's really what he accomplished with his artwork, was he would just make you stop and look at things you wouldn't normally take the time to look at.
For all his precision as an illustrator of flora and fauna, Sweeney's paintings are so much more. The elegance of his palette, the strength of his design, and the effortless grace of execution remind you that Sweeney was once an aspiring ballet dancer.
He enjoyed going to ballet practices, rehearsals of the Indianapolis Civic Ballet. At that time, a wonderful lady, Marguerite de Anghera, was the director of that. Marguerite and Paul became fast friends. Among the things he did, he designed sets for the ballet performances.
The home that Paul shared with his wife, Peggy, also a painter and sculptor, and his four daughters, was a hub of culture in mid-century Indianapolis.
It was a salon, if you would like to call it so, at the Sweeney household. Artists, musicians, dancers, intellectuals of the city would come to the Sweeneys for parties.
When we were little girls, we used to like to sit at the top of the stairs because they'd have these wild parties, and we'd laugh and listen to them, and there'd be all this Broadway music playing on the piano. They always had a lot of music.
Even in his later years, after Paul and Peggy had moved to Bloomington, the merriment continued, as their daughter Jenny recalled.
He's an excellent chef, an Italian chef, so yeah, they had to come down and, you know, have the wine and the meals and the chit-chat and the stories about going to Europe and all that, so.
Paul Sweeney passed away in July 2009.
There are so many voices in our world today, voices of desuetude. Paul Sweeney's artistic voice is such a positive, nurturing to the human spirit. I see him historically continuing this tradition of the masters, from the Renaissance artists down through time to our time.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
Original oil paintings, drawings, and watercolors from the Sweeney family's collection are on view through the month of December at the Wandering Turtle Art Gallery in the Wicks Building on the north side of the square. Giclée reproductions of Sweeney's original watercolors are available for purchase. Clay busts by Paul's wife, Margaret Sweeney, are included in the exhibition.